Thank you for joining us on this, the final question of our section on what man has to believe concerning God. We started this series of videos last April when we started with the section on prayer in the larger catechism. Then we moved to the section on what duty God requires of man, and now we are concluding the larger catechism this morning. So question 90, what shall be done to the righteous at the day of judgment? At the day of judgment, the righteous being caught up to Christ in the clouds shall be set on his right hand, and there openly acknowledged and acquitted, shall join with him in the judging of reprobate angels and men, and shall be received into heaven, where they shall be fully and forever freed from all sin and misery, filled with inconceivable joys, made perfectly holy and happy both in body and soul, in the company of innumerable saints and holy angels, but especially in the immediate vision and fruition of God the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit to all eternity. And this is the perfect and full communion which the members of the invisible church shall enjoy with Christ in glory at the resurrection and day of judgment. So as we look at and consider this, let's remember this all begins at the day of judgment. So from the moment of death until the day of judgment, the return of Christ, they're synonymous because when Christ returns, he returns to judge the quick and the dead. There's not a gap. There's not a delay. There's not a period of time in between his return and his judgment. His final judgment comes. So at the day of judgment, the righteous being caught up to Christ in the clouds. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. At this point in time, there are only two men who have not tasted death, Enoch and Elijah. So Enoch, the seventh from Adam, walked with the Lord and he was no more. And Elijah was caught up in the chariot of fire. And so we see those two were immediately drawn up. And Christ himself was raised up in glory on that day, at the day of ascension. And so we, if we are still alive, or that generation, shall not taste death. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. And they shall be set on his right hand. So the last video, the wicked were set on the left hand. They shall be set on the right hand and openly acknowledged and acquitted. That language acquitted has led some to teach a doctrine of what is called final justification, or a judgment based upon the whole life lived, as N.T. Wright unhelpfully says. The problem with this is that it then returns salvation to you. Now, those who are in Christ shall be made perfectly blessed, shall be made holy and happy. And he will place the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. And so the acknowledgement is, this is my son. This is my servant. This is my child. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy master. That is because the whole work of Christ has been imputed to you, both his active and passive obedience. And then, once we are brought and raised in Christ, we shall join in the judging of the nations. Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to life? And they shall be received afterwards, after they have judged, they shall be received into heaven. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. and these will also go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Now, it's kind of deceitful, or not deceitful, it's kind of, you know, to say we will be in heaven. Heaven is where we go before we enter the new heavens and the new earth. And so, where they shall be fully and forever freed from all sin and misery, that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So that's what Christ is doing in all believers. And they will be filled with inconceivable joy. You make known to me the path of life in your presence. There is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We will dwell with Christ, where we are made perfectly holy and happy, both in body and in soul, in the company of innumerable saints and holy angels. So we shall dwell with the saints who have gone before, those who come after, but all of us shall dwell together in the presence of God. Because the beatific vision, that seeing of God with our eyes, not the eyes of faith, but the eyes that we see everything else with, is our ultimate delight. But especially the immediate vision and fruition of God the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to all eternity. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And then we will have that perfect and full communion with the members of the invisible church with Christ at the day of judgment and resurrection. And so this is what we look forward to. And so it's not going to see grandma, it's going to see Jesus. Thank you for joining us. We'll be taking a few weeks off as we begin the next series. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. God bless.